When Captain Todd Fiscus was sent to Afghanistan, he thought it would be safer than Iraq. He was a National Guardsman from Indiana. Last month, he joined a scouting trip for a new shooting range in Afghanistan. He was one of several guardsmen on that trip. Their vehicle struck one of the landmines that are still strewn across the countryside after decades of war, and four people were killed. This week, 700 people gathered for a funeral in Warsaw, Indiana. Todd Fiscus received the posthumous honors of a Purple Heart and a promotion. Beth Graham reports from member station WVPE.
Todd Fiscus was called to duty in 2004 as a member of the 76th Brigade Headquarters Company in Indianapolis. His mission was to help train members of the Afghan Army. Though he spent much of his time behind a desk, his wife Paula released a statement saying he wasn't a paper pusher, but was someone who wanted to be in the field making a difference. Pastor Leroy Wise married Todd and Paula in 1994 and had the sad task of conducting his funeral this week.
Todd was a young man who could decide what he wanted to do, make plans, and carry those plans out. That certainly was a strength in the military as he picked up more and more responsibilities there.
Home for Captain Todd Fiscus was Milford, Indiana, where the welcome sign reads, "Nice town, nice people." He lived there with his wife and two girls ages 4 and 5. Many in this town of just over 1,500 reacted with shock when they heard of his death in Afghanistan. God bless the Fiscus family can be seen on signs at the local volunteer fire department, the car dealership, and the laundromat as American flags fly at half-staff. Maureen Hobb teaches preschool in Milford, and Todd Fiscus's daughter Gabrielle is in her class. She says he often went on field trips with Gabrielle. Hobb says the death of a devoted father and soldier is a source of considerable grief.
Very saddened. We had the youngest girl in school, and just the idea that they lost their father when they were so young, and he was so young, is very sad and shocking for everyone here. He'll be sorely missed.
Milford is a friendly community near Amish country. Neighbors have been bringing the Fiscus family food. Friends are staying with his wife Paula, and a local bank has set up a memorial fund. Becky Dahl has lived in Milford all her life and is a neighbor of the Fiscus family.
I think this community will stick by Paula very well. I think whatever her needs will be met as much as possible because we don't turn our back on our own.
Todd Fiscus returned home to Milford at the end of February for a short leave. He was able to take a cruise with his family and visit his friends at Image Air in Warsaw, where he worked as a charter pilot. His colleague Gregory Replogle remembers Fiscus as a witty and fun person, someone who loved adventure and speed. The day after he died, Gregory cleaned out the desk Todd Fiscus used.
I just felt like I needed to do it, and I just really didn't want to look at it anymore. And I wanted to actually kind of make an excuse to go see his wife and take a couple of his personal effects.
Captain Todd Fiscus didn't think he was at great risk in Afghanistan. He was planning to return to civilian life as early as this summer. For NPR News, I'm Beth Graham.